All right, Joey Savacci, funny how this sport works, right? You come off a bad performance last week, not happy, kind of made some bike changes, and now this has been your best day. From qualifying to the main, this has been your best day.
Yeah.
The season.
Yeah, I agreed. We made some changes this week, and I mean, honestly, like, I was just happy to feel comfortable, you know. Yeah. Like, I mean, last weekend for sure was the worst. I don't know. It was weird.
You didn't respond to my text message. That's how bad it was.
Dude, I at one point I texted my wife and I was like, I think I'm coming home. Like, it was so bad. And we.
Was that track and bike? Track or bike? Like, what was it?
I think combo. I mean, the track was brutal, but also, like, I just. The first four rounds, I honestly just felt uncomfortable. So, you know, we made some changes this week, and this was the first weekend that I felt like, okay, I can actually race the corners, I can cut down. Like, I felt more comfortable on the bike. It was easier for me. Like, all in all, like, yeah, it was for sure, it was a good day. Yeah. Qualifying was good. Heat race, not ideal. But, you know, main event, it was good. You know, I had a glimmer of hope there, middle towards endish. I caught up to the back of Bam Bam, and Bam Bam was catching Jay Coop, and we kind of had him, Barsha, Jay Coop, Anderson, kind of all starting to be in front of me. But
you got AP when he stalled, I think. Or
yes, yeah, yep, yep. Yeah. I got a twofer in that corner, so yeah, that made my night a lot easier. But yeah, I'm happy. Like I said, I feel comfy on the bike, and after last weekend, this is in my mind, this was nice.
Yeah. When you say you went back to changes, did you go like really far away from like your base setup coming into A1 and all that, like radically different, or do you think this was a little bit of East Coast dirt? Although this wasn't really East Coast dirt, but I don't know, like, how far off did you get on that?
Yeah, we've gone a decent amount. Just kind of back to base, and I say base is kind of it was a little bit of a hybrid Frankenstein setup that we had, or that we have right now, but it gives us a sense of direction. And you know, with this new bike, it's just, from what I'm told, it's different than the 24. Obviously, I didn't race the 24, but yeah, we, sorry, my kid's just out here being a hooligan, but we just went the wrong way. Like, overall stiffness front and rear going the wrong way, balance of the bike was going the wrong way, and we turned it around. So
yeah, you told me after Anaheim 2 or whatever that you think you found something for suspension. Yeah. And you were like pretty stoked about it.
Yeah.
Then we had the Glendale thing, and like, yeah, it happens, but yeah, obviously not great.
Yeah, a setup that you think is gonna work or feels good at home, sometimes it doesn't translate. So like when I left last Thursday to go to Glendale, I'm like, okay, we're in the right direction. And we got there, and after first practice, Martin was like, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and change everything, because the direction we're going was not it.
Yeah.
So we made some changes during the day, some big changes, actually. And then, yeah, this week it was kind of like, hey, let's go back to what we know, and let's see if this is a better direction. And we started Wednesday morning with last weekend setup. And then we changed, and right away it was like, okay, this is it. Like, I know for sure this is better. You know, it might not do this great, but my cornering was significantly better, and you need that. You need a bike that you can move when you need to and cut when you need to, and yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, because I was watching a little bit out there in your top 10, and like, honestly, it doesn't even look like you're pushing that hard, right? Because the track was, it's like, you have no problem staying in that position, and it's kind of where we thought you should be a lot of times.
Yeah, to be honest, that range is, I mean, obviously I know Eli and Jet, you know, had issues and stuff, but like, I think on a good night I can be around that spot.
More on the pack, right, of riders.
Yeah, exactly, and even if, like, I'm not in front of those guys, like, to be within reasonable space is, like, for me, that's that carrot that I need, right? It hasn't been like that lately. But, you know, tonight was, like I said, a lot better. I was hoping to be there. I don't expect to be there, because I never expect anything. But, you know, I've done, obviously, a lot of off-season racing, and I felt comfortable. And I kind of was hoping to be in that range. And, you know, a little bit better start tonight, maybe we could have battled for fifth, you know, because J-Cube wasn't that far in front of me. So it's, as we know, as it is every year, but this year maybe a little bit worse than ever before. Starts are important. If you could put yourself up front, you know, you give yourself a great shot to have a good night. So I need to do some homework on the starts. They're a little hit and miss right now, so yeah.
Last thing, Malcolm won. Really cool. Yeah. Everyone's stoked. Pretty cool to see him win.
Dude, I mean, I honestly saw him coming at, through the sand when I was going into the whoops, and obviously I didn't know what happened, but then I saw Chase rolling around, and yeah, I didn't even know he won until I crossed the finish line, but I mean, you know, we were teammates back in 2013, yeah. So I'm stoked for him. You know, it's he's gone a long time without a win, and to get it at this level is hard. So I'm sure he's stoked, but yeah, I mean, it's hard not to like Mookie. I'm happy for him. It's I think it's a sign that we're all kind of getting closer, you know, and a good start tonight was helpful. But yeah, I'm happy for him. Like I said, we go way back. So yeah.
I feel like everybody in the pits likes Mookie, right? Like everybody.
It's hard not to. Like he's a reasonable guy, you know. Like he's kind of outgoing, but he keeps to himself. Yeah. He can be aggressive, but he's also one of those guys that, you know, it's a give and take thing. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think it's pretty cool to. Have we ever had brothers both win in the premier? I guess Hunter and Jet.
But wait, no, Hunter never won a Supercross.
I guess it'd be outdoor, huh?
Outdoor, yeah.
So are they the first brothers to win?
I think so.
Both in the premier class and the lights? So.
Yeah, for sure both, I would think.
Yeah. Hey. It's,
Bolin history. Brothers won the 125 class together, but yeah, maybe not. All right, cool. Thanks, Joey. Good job.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, thanks, man.